Again tonight for the privilege and the honor to be in your house and your presence, to be gathered with brethren of like precious faith after Sunday, O God, when we physically gather like this. We thank you for your grace, we thank you for your mercies, your blessings, O God, your protection, your provisions, O God. Thank you for guidance, thank you for being our very present help in the time of trouble. Thank you for being all in all to us, O God. We are so grateful, Father, for the assurance in your word, O God. That's what is giving us the confidence, and we can sing again tonight that we believe. And as your prophet taught us, all things are not possible alone to you. He said all things are possible to us if we can believe. We pray tonight that you help our own belief, Lord. Forgive all our shortcomings, forgive all our failure, our wrong. Our unbelief, Lord, which is sin, may they all come underneath thy blood, O God. We pray, O God, that nothing will stand between us and you this evening, Lord, tonight. Help us, O Father. Lord Jesus, grant us grace, grant us access, O God, into your divine throne, your divine mercy, that we can receive of you again this evening, Lord. In all the nations of the world where your children are gathered in like manner, we pray that you bless the gathering of the saints. Be the help of your servants, be the help of your people. Once again, Father, we ask that you come by, O God, and help us, Lord. While you are blessing, don't pass any one of us by. Remember those that might be on their way, may you rest in their footsteps, O God. Those that are connected, O God, because of their health, we pray, Father, that you also bless them, O God. Grant our petitions tonight, Lord. Hallowed be your name as we surrender the service to you. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. The Lord bless you and greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. Good evening. Let's turn our Bible to Genesis. Very familiar message. We just want to fellowship tonight again. Trust that God will bless us. Genesis chapter 18. And I will read from verse 1 so that we can get a clear picture. The emphasis is verse 14. Said, and the Lord appeared unto him in the plain of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself toward the ground, and he said, my Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servants. Let a little water, I pray thee, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourself under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye your heart. After that ye shall pass on. For therefore are ye come to your servants. And they said, so do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, make ready quickly three measure of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the hearth and fetched a calf tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. They said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. That must have shocked him. How did they know her name? And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. And Sarah had it in the third door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and wise-stricken in age. And it is to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore, because of that, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure? My Lord being old also. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh?
Abraham would have known, what is going on? Do you have something again? It is just me and you here. Sarah is not here. How did you see her?
Saying, shall I of a surety even say what is in her heart? Shall I of a surety be a child which am old? Verse 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord?
May God bless his word in our heart in Jesus' name. Write it down, you bury it. And that is the text tonight.
Is there anything too hard for the Lord?
I think we can just
even close. If you catch the revelation, we can just close and go. There is absolutely nothing too hard for our God. You believe that? Oh yes, nothing is hard for him. But I want us to just catch certain things before, you know, we go to prayer. Let's look at the attitude of Abraham with the angel, and let's reflect it to ourselves. If you look at verse 3 of that scripture where we read, Genesis chapter 18, and it said, my Lord, that's Father Abraham now talking to the angel. Remember, it was three that they met, three came to him. But Abraham, by revelation, you know, he didn't say Lord, as did Lot. He said, my what? My Lord. Say, if I find favor in thy sight. Abraham was spiritual. He was... how do I put it now? He was conscious of the presence of God. Let me put it that way. He was very conscious of the presence of God. He recognized that these men that came around here, they are not ordinary men. Among them, he could identify God and say, my Lord. And Abraham said, don't go, because they did as though they want to proceed. He said, hey, my Lord, come inside, let me give you food to eat. Not like some of us that pastor is not going to stay. Let it go. Because the last meal is what we have. What if God will just test you like he did that woman with Elijah? He said, I have preserved a widow woman to sustain thee. Is there anything to ask for the Lord, brethren? There's nothing. That was the question the prophet, you know, picked, and he read this scripture. Genesis 18. Verse 14. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Sometimes things that we think are impossible. That's where Christ loved to dwell. You know, and Abraham said, no. You just watch the attitude of Father Abraham there. He said, no, don't go. Wait. If I find favor on your side, don't go. Just stay. Let me prepare something for you. And you will see, brother, Abraham took charge. You know, when something... our Yoruba and Amaso is that where the team pinches, we know where the pinches. So when solution is coming, you know how to work to get the solution. Is that right? Abraham knew where the team was pinching him. He was under expectation. Are we under expectation tonight? Reverend said, if we're under expectation, it will show in our attitude. That's why no matter what anybody does, it wouldn't discourage you. May God help us. Reverend said, the blessing was coming that day. And because Father Abraham was spiritual, he got it. That's paragraph 15 of that message. Is there anything to add to the Lord? The Bible says the blessing was coming. Abraham was conscious that, oh, this man, maybe today is our day of visitation. And Satan came to the house and used the closest person to him, the wife. And the being, of course, you know, rancor in the home, she began to, you know, murmur and grumble and the rest of it. Abraham quietly just carried his chair and I went by the tent door. Amen. Now, paragraph 15. Brother Bramson, now we see in the first part of this chapter, Abraham was sitting in the door of his tent on a real hot day. And it must have been a very hot day. Perhaps a lot of complaints have been coming in lately by the herdsmen that the grass was all gone and the land was drying up and that the cattle were becoming very thin. And also that the water supply was just about all gone. I want us to notice sometimes when things like this happen, these are pointers. Though Satan will try to hide it from you, but if God will help you to come to remembrance, when you see everything around you seeming like to fail, and you say that though nothing is working out, just know that the blessing is on the way. Amen. And they found the water holes in the land, and all the waters got low, and they would dig out till they had got down to where the water was seeping through the rock, and still the cattle didn't have enough water to supply them. You know, sometimes when things are going wrong, when things are going dark, we know by nature that it is darkest just before day. Amen. I don't know if you have experienced those long nights sometimes. Oh, it happened to me a few days ago. And I felt like I would die. I promised God I would not do it again. I went to eat food somewhere and it's like I took poison. Hey! I was stooling, I was vomiting. And I was praying, God, what's going on? I said, God, if I've done wrong, deliver me from covetousness. Because my system is too sensitive. I should have known better. I God help me. My wife was saying, drink water. My mom said, this woman, I don't know how I'm feeling. And my mom would just pray, God, if I will go like this, let it not be this way. They say, it was somewhere they gave him food. He would have said, no. But I collected the food. And thought that I was, there's nothing. But when I got home, oh man, it was a long night. I tried to sleep. If I lie down, I feel like to vomit. So my wife will say, just sit up. I said, I was looking at it. I said, but I want to sleep. I can't sleep. You know, and everywhere looks so dark. And it looks as if you will not see the morning. But that is Satan. Satan said, you will see daybreak. And I look, 2 o'clock, 2:30. Before some more time, I get run to the toilet. Ooh. I say, oh God, help me. But yeah, man, thanks be to God. There's nothing too hard for our God to do. You believe that? As long as I look and say, you will die. And that's the greatest fear that Satan can put in man. You will die. After you die, what else? We're going to a place that is far better than where we are. That's what I tell you. Satan, if I don't die now, it's very good enough for me. I mean, I'm better off. So when you tell it that it can't scare you, there's nothing it can scare you with again. When fear of death has done left you. No, Baba say, when you get to those moments, maybe you haven't sick, and Satan will tell you, oh, you know, it's so terrible sometimes when those sickness struck you at night. Baba say, oh, it could be in your family, come and strike Junior. And Junior say, oh, I'm having a sunstroke, I'm having a headache, you know. And they begin to put fear. Mama puts towel inside water. You know all those things, you do all those, your therapy, and say, oh, let me dampen Junior's temperature. Maybe before 6 a.m. On Antishi Gate Estate, everybody can go out. So that will tell you, Nala, you will look at 4 o'clock. At 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock will not look like 10 hours. Satan is so bad. He will put worry. He will put, oh, Rabbi said, when he do all those things, he has a target. He wants to upset you. But you just, if you can just calm yourself, you will know that the blessing is on the way. The healing is on the way. Our God is the healer. You believe that? Rabbi said, he didn't promise us that sickness will not come. He didn't tell us affliction will not come. He said, many are what? Are the affliction of what? The righteous. Did they stop there? No. He said, but God will do what? Deliver him from what? Oh! Are you a believer tonight? Let's believe God. You know, sometimes when the things are going wrong dark, we know by nature that it is darkest just before day. And many times when we see disastrous things happening like that, especially, what that? To believers, We must bear this in our mind that it is Satan trying to block the blessing that is on its road. Are you there? That was very much so in this case. Satan was trying to tempt them to feel that they had done wrong. That's Father Abraham and Sarah. And he was trying to block the oncoming visitation that God was going to give to Abraham and Sarah. And we are taught in the scriptures that all things, you believe that? All things means all things. All things work together for good to them that love God. Even my bad experience, yes, all things, they are working together for your good. Even the disappointment, yes, it's part of the program. It's working together for your good. Even the cost, even the abuse. You know, sometimes, hey, may God help us as Christians. Sometimes the way people will talk at you, Satan will tell you, you have lost your sense. I tell Satan, I not lose my sense. I have my sense intact. He said, but you are supposed to show the man what is in you. What am I showing? I mean, what do I want to show? I should show the life of Christ. You are driving, you know, the spirit is driving sometimes. He could get at you sometimes. The person is at fault. You know, they just say things and you don't know where. Just go. May God help us. And now we are taught in the scripture that all things work together for good to them that love God. Even those that cheat you sometimes. I was showing my wife something. I said, this person is supposed to pay. I said, well, it's all right. It's part of it. It's part of it. May God help us. It's working together for our good. No matter how bad it seems, remember, it has to be working for your good. And I am so glad of that. Satan has been after me all day. You see, even the prophet, so none of us, we are immune. And so I just believe that there is a blessing in store here in this city somewhere, I know. And when he tempts and tries to block out, what is he trying to do? He's trying to get you to disbelieve. And see, the worst thing that you can do is disbelieve God. And as soon as you get a little scared, well, maybe I haven't done this, I haven't done that, right there, Satan has got that blessing conquered for you. And you can't get to it as long as Satan makes you think that. And perhaps if we will listen to such things of temptations like that, and we pay attention to them, then it will be that we will miss the blessing. I wish that I had the time, it's on my mind. Okay, let me just jump that now. Let me jump that, we'll come to it later. Paragraph 47. And then that shows you that when Satan is trying to block you from something that is right, you just keep on going. Amen. When Satan is trying to block you from something that is right, keep on going. What? Regardless. Now, Satan was trying to block Abraham and Sarah because he knew that there was an angelic visitation coming. And then, when everything rises all out of order, then we know something is wrong. Now, I believe maybe if we will listen to Satan, we might miss it like Sarah did. Let's think that Sarah, being that she done what she did, let's think that she was kind of a little fussy that morning. That she might have said, oh, Abraham, you know the supplies are getting low here, and the headman said that the pastures is all dry up and the water hole, there's no supply. And I think that you made the wrong decision when you choose to come here. And you let Lord and Mrs. Lord and their family live down there in Sodom with plenty. Sometimes, on your decision, on my decision, we have got to serve the consequence. Sometimes they are not palatable. And because of that, you might be misunderstood sometimes. But all in all, God understands. And whatever He has promised you will surely come to pass. Why, the other day, or some time ago rather, when I went to the city, Mrs. Law had one of the prettiest dress I ever seen. Oh, it was tied by the Egyptians. It is something that is carried, you know, so much of a thing to sisters. Maybe they designed it, stone it from up to down. I love the gown so much. And when you go to the boutique, how much did they call the gown? 100,000 Nigerian money. 150,000. It's so good. You know, when you wear it, you look so good. You feel proud of yourself. Everybody wants to look good. But remember, clothes is just to cover the nakedness. And Mama Sarah was just fusing, oh, you see, if we have been in Soto, we'll have the good things. Maybe we'll live in mansion. It's good. If God gave us the money, everybody wants to have comfort. Oh, maybe we would have been having AC. I just pressed, like I was telling someone, I went somewhere and I was saying, machine. You talk to machine now, machine will respond. They're even doing it in some of our cars now. I say, Alexi, put up the fan. All this fan will go off in the church. We don't need you, man, to control it. Alexi, station the mic for me. It will station it for you. Everybody, who doesn't love comfort? Everybody loves it. But if you didn't take a decision to go that way, when you see someone having that, don't compare yourself with them. May God help us. Why? A camel caravan come through and she got the nice the new style. And there is no such thing as them caravans and style coming here, you know, throughout here. And if she just know, but if she just know there was more than a caravan coming through, that there was a host of the Lord coming that way, maybe she would have talked different. Let me have that. I might have had her say something like this. You ought to have seen the new hairdos that she had, sister. You know, a woman 60 years old trying to look 20. But that just thing that attracts your attention sometimes from the things of God. Oh, 15,000, 20,000. I just said, we should not plant it. You know, I'm not saying so. You can plant it. The brother said today, you spend too much on cosmetic that you will spend to eat food. May God have mercy on us. See that, but the thing, that's just the things that attract your attention sometimes from the things of God. And that's what I'm trying to get at, and you should have seen her. Oh, poor Abraham, faithful brother. That didn't shake him one bit. I like that brother. The man is gallant. He didn't shake him one bit. Ah, you didn't care about the feeling of your wife. Oh, he cared. But he know that whenever trouble is coming like that, there's a blessing on the way. And he just walked over and did what? Get his chair. He didn't reply the wife, brother. Are you there? You fire bullet, you fire back. She fire, you fire. He become too fighting. Satan is happy to sit in the home and become a referee. He said, yeah, you say like this. You know, Satan is a good strategist. He tell you that, oh, your wife now is thinking that you are mad. He said, you tell her she's stupid. Satan, are you playing with Satan? It's a terrible man. But you see, Satan enter the home, he take God to cast him out. He said, oh, look at that, your husband is not a Christian, doesn't love you. It's Satan that is speaking to you, sister. Tell him, my husband loves me. If he doesn't love me, he will not marry me. Can I have somebody tonight? You say, okay, he loves me. He marry me. If he doesn't love you, he will not marry you. Yes. Because the day he chose you, there were millions, plenty of girls. So for him to have chosen you, you are favored. Have you just, everybody? Yeah. You should know that he loves you. He still plenty of girls. And he said, no, it's this one that I choose to spend the rest of my life with her till I die. He loves you now, sister. But maybe somehow the way he's going about it might be wrong. And this Satan is coming to play with your mind. Tell Satan, my husband loves me. Amen. And you husband, tell Satan, my wife loves me. He said, if she loves you, why no cook for you? The devil tell you, go and serve yourself in the kitchen. Say she could be tired. Reply Satan. Satan preach. So I said you reply, he won't leave you. He said, she loves you, she's disrespecting you. He said, thank you, Satan, I know. But there's a better way to do it. Don't listen to Satan. Now, brother said, you see, little old Abraham, he just gets his chair and set in the door of the tent. I like that. Did you notice when the angels come to Lot? Lot was also Lot was sitting in the gate. But Abraham was sitting in the door. See? The gate come into the yard. but the door goes into the house. You catch that? I like to set the door on the altar, close as I can get to him. That is where my expectations is, on the altar, waiting for his appearing. Oh, Abraham gets his chair and sat down, and see the faithful old servant of God bow his head. And maybe savor a little fusing and going on, but he just let it go. May God help us, brother, to be mature enough. It's not everything your wife said that you reply. Let it go. Amen. Yes. But the Bible says you be the strong one. If you see that, you tell her, sister, you should know better. Honey, you should know better. This is no time for murmuring and complaining. May God help us. But if you see that it will not get better, you just separate yourself and go and pray. The prophet practiced that in his house, in the message love. You can read it. The Bible said, oh, I got to the house one day and everywhere was upside down. I think we preach it in this church. Several ministers have gone through it. The Bible said the whole place was upside down. People come to the house, they wanted to be prayed for. He said that, you know, my wife, Mita, was in the kitchen. Joseph was on top of the drum, beating as loud as he could do. Sarah and Becky, they were just fighting over some building blocks. It's my own. Give me. It's me. You know this. You know how your children do. Baba said that. I look, is it this day? Oh. Everywhere torn upside down. He said, I tried to enter the den room. People are there. No place to even pull his head. I said, oh God, help me. He was hungry. He entered the kitchen. Samida was there crying. He said, hello, Shelena. He said, I'm losing my head. You are losing your head. What happened? He said, oh, the whole place is just tore up. I'm losing my head. And Brother Brown said, oh God, what will I do? Maybe you flash up and say, Lord, my brother, I didn't know I would refer to it. That should be maybe paragraph 9 thereabouts. Brother Brown said, what do I do? He said, I just put my hand around her. So then I begin to pray in my heart, oh God, help her, quieting her. Satan has come inside the home, but how can we change the atmosphere? The Bible says by love. And just as Pastor will always tell us, one thing that God brought to this world is love. For sure. When you have love, you conquer everything, I tell you, friends. You can conquer love with sickness. But when there is no law, Satan will pry. He will have his time where he play around the home, poison the mind of everybody. Can tell you, Satan doesn't mind your spirituality. There's someone he doesn't come to. He will tempt you as husband, tempt you as wife. The Bible says, I put my hand over her and I was praying, oh God, quieting her. Say, what I was doing, I said, oh, what can we eat? And she said, baby, I don't know. The Bible said, okay. I said, you know what? Wear me the apron. Where you were, bro? Oh my. God bless you, my brother. Just before we pray. Is that it? Okay. Well, I look around. Okay, take it off, my brother. Yeah, take it off. Take it off. Yeah, we've talked about this. Sarah, no. That way. We said it good, his hand was, you know, random. That's all right. So praying to myself, and I put my hand around my little wife, I said, oh, sweetheart, I really feel sorry for you. And she said, Bill, I don't believe I could hold out any longer. I said, we'll just stop here and pray. I don't believe I could hold out any longer. And she said, I am just going to what? Pieces. How will Sister Midas say that? I'm just going to what? Pieces. Anybody can say that when they are under pressure. In the message resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Bible said that is what Satan like to do when you are under pressure, when you are worried. He piled it in plenty on you so that you can't have faith to believe God. And just to say, just look at this house. I say, yes, that's all right. That's right, honey. You see, that's exactly right. Let's look at the attitude of the prophet now. He said, and I put my hand around, you know, I said, I know it's with her. And I thought, Lord, you quieting her. I said, now that's true, but you know, honey, the other day when I was in Lewisby, I see one of those pretty little dress. Is it dress we are talking about now? I
still one of the pretty little dress. What is them things that the women wear, you know, is a little, like little shirt, or what is it you call them? And someone say blouse. Yeah, blouse. I said, I saw one of the prettiest one someplace. Let's see, where was it? And she said, but Billy, no time to talk about blouses. She will come back to it. I kept my hand on what? On her. Now, only I tell you, you never seen such a pretty blouse. But why did he stop? That thing should have stopped him, right? Sister Mida said, this is no time for blouse. He could have said, but that be soft. Don't be too hard. Sometimes those things that help to turn the atmosphere around. May God help us. I don't know why I'm going this way. I didn't even have this in my note. You know? And I said, look, I will tell you what let's do. You just, let's get supper right quick. And when we do, I will take and show it to you. That's when we are done eating. I will buy it for you. Amen. Oh, she said, that's nice of you, Billy. The thing is working now. And I couldn't look, at the blouse tonight. Just look at me. And I said, but look, honey, if you would ever see it, I believe that you want to buy it. And in his heart, he was still praying, Lord, quieted her. While the conversations were still going. See, holding my hand on her, brother, touch your wife. Now, your wife. I said, I tell you what, you put me on your apron. Brother, this is the prophet of the age, oh. That you can help your wife. May God have mercy on us. Let me do what? Help you. Brother, can you see? Let me do what? Help you. Get what? Supper. The woman can get tired. Just as you get tired, so just as I get tired. We are all mortals. We go to work, do everything, we come, we feel. Yeah. The woman also, she's in the house sometimes. She gets tired. Maybe sometime we should switch. You stay in the house and see how it is. May God help us. But this is the quote. Let's see. Baba said, and so I put this apron on. I believe the Holy Spirit alive to bring this to the church. I put this apron on, you know, and I begin to do what? Chop some carrots. William Brown, enter kitchen, wear apron. And they what? Cut carrots. Brother, let us talk to ourselves. Brother, and you know, going on, and every once in a while, she begin to, you know, she begin to quit what? Crying. Satan is wicked. Why would Sister Mida be crying? Satan was boxing her to a place. I thought, thank you, Lord. And I said, oh, honey, isn't the Lord wonderful? He's just so good. See, kept talking to her. Because why? It's spirit that entered the house. And the prophet was conscious. Is there anything to have for the Lord? Is there anything to have for the Lord? Only believe. There's nothing to have for God, friends. Changing what? The atmosphere. He didn't use medicine. Not that medicine doesn't heal. Misunderstand what I'm trying to say now. God heals through various medium. But you have to be conscious sometimes of the presence of God. May God help us. If I say changing the atmosphere, lay my hand on her. And as soon as I got her quiet, after she was all smile, now the cry has stopped. Program knew something had taken place. She said, now believe. You see what I said? Do you think the store will be open? I said, I'm pretty sure they will be. And I said, I think they will be. I thought, thank you, Lord, it is working. Daddy Ochenka, it is what? Working. And so just kept on. And the first thing you know, Sarah and Becky divided up their blocks without even going to them. He knew where the main problem was and he targeted. That's it, brother. Let's be conscious.
God has given you that authority in your home to be the spiritual leader. So when Satan enter, identify where the Satan enter and deal with him on his head. Other things will take shape. May God help us. Shall we bow our head tonight? Is there anything to have for the Lord? We have the quote. When you go to your home, read it all. But the Bible said that was the same thing Satan was trying to do in the house of Father Abraham and Sarah. When he came, God had promised Abraham that they are going to have a son, even in his old age. When medical science, God bless you, sir. Medical science says it's not possible. Baba Abraham, how will you have a child? You are old now. Even Sarah herself, God laughed when the angels say, according to the time of life, Sarah, your wife will conceive. He said, And the angel pitied and said, why did Sarah laugh? Is there anything to have for the Lord? There is no situation beyond control for our God to handle. In one of the messages I think I had here, God keeps his word, I think. Abraham said, when Peter had taught all night, being a professional fisherman, he had taught all night on that sea, you know, trying to look for fish. And he didn't even catch single fish. And Jesus borrowed his boat and said, Peter, because of this thing you do, oh yeah, launch into the deep. And Peter began to tell him, this place, everywhere we've attacked all the corner. Jesus said, just launch. Peter said, okay, nevertheless, if there's even, if we have not been, you know, be believing certain things that you do, at least some miracles and things we have seen you do, and the person you are, we know you are, that you are just not a prophet or like the people call you, you are not an ordinary man, you are God. He said, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Are there people this evening that will say, I will surrender my own belief, Lord? My own humanistic thinking. Maybe that is what has caused me all these troubles. I will surrender it, Lord. I've been trying to rule my home with my own understanding. I will surrender it tonight, Lord. Have mercy and help me. My own life, I've been trying to direct it with my own understanding. Have mercy upon me, Lord. My misunderstanding life, me myself, I'm even tired of my life. And Satan is even making it more worse for me. And telling me to look at my friends, to look at my colleagues, to look at my peers. Remember, we all have our life here. And God has specially designed a program for you and me, brother. Your life will not be like my own. My home will not be like your home. Remember, there is nothing to have for our God to change. There is nothing to have for God to do. Rebbe, in this message, Rebbe said, is the healer. And he's the one that healed all our diseases. The paragraph I jumped before continuing with the, you know, the thought of the prophet of Father Abraham and Sarah. Rebbe there was talking about George Carter that he prayed for. Rather than they be taught, you know, by the church that they attend, never to follow or believe the prophet's message, because they believe that the days of miracles are past. In their church, they taught them that there is nothing like divine healing. This man is just making claims. But the girl, being that she had read the book of the prophet, the Lord Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, but Bible says she believed it. And she was just praying, maybe in her heart, God, if that prophet can just come back. And God had that prayer. Bible says, for 9 years and how many months she had been bedridden, hopeless case. Maybe doctor will tell, nothing can happen. Bible says, but when we got there, I prayed and I said, judge, stand to your feet. Baba said, I don't even know what made me to say that. He said, ordinarily, I wouldn't have said that because I wonder how we shall stand on that feet, very thin. He said, but something inspired me to tell her.
as she stood,
"Brother, there is nothing to ask our God to do. Even if your life has been so bad, and maybe you say, oh, can there be anything? I will point you to the woman at the well. I can point you to Rahab and several others. Don't let Satan boss you to a corner and think, oh, my life is hopeless, it's bad, it's messed up. There is no situation too hard for God to do. Remember, there is no man, there is no woman that come in contact with God and go back the same. Abraham says either you go out better or it's either you go worse. One time, two friends, Cleopas, we don't know the name of his friend. The Bible told us Cleopas and his friend. After all happened, you know, Jesus ended his ministry and he sees that though, this miracle worker is dead now. But he said that he's going to rise. How is he going to rise? We don't know. And every man began to go to his place. Peter and the rest of them, they said, we go fishing. And the rest said, we go back to our place. Cleopas said, let's go back to our country. And as though they think Jesus will not rise, but he's the one that promised them. And while they were going, Brother said, discouraged in their hearts. Maybe like somebody this evening, you are discouraged. And they were just talking about, oh, you see, and that miracle worker, he said that he's going to rise. So, could it be a faker? Did he deceive us? Baba said, why they were just talking about him? Baba said, that is what you should do, brother, sister. When Satan will come and wanted to make you talk about other things, Baba said, talk about Jesus. In your family or that, talk about Jesus. In your home, talk about Jesus. When Satan is trying to bring discouragement, talk about Jesus. When Satan is trying to bring disappointment, talk about Jesus. Sometimes I know it's not easy. He tried to use the closest person to you. He could use your husband, sister. You be spiritual. Just as the prophet told us, it is when things get dark. It is when they look as if everything is going wrong. Proverbs say, even nature tells us that when it is darkest, that is when the dawn is about to break. So don't be discouraged. Don't be disappointed. All things are working together for your good. All things are working together for my good. You might not seem to understand now. Brother say it doesn't call, it's not calling you to understand. It's calling you to do what? Only believe. Let's believe God. There is absolutely nothing to hard for him. He cannot bring you this far and leave you at your present condition. It's not a disappointment. Oh no, sir. I've never seen a man that served God and God will not reward him. Oh no, brother. He will hold no man nothing. You have served God all this while. He will hold you nothing. Just only believe. Don't be discouraged. God is in control. He's the master of every circumstance. He's the master of your life. He's our boss. And remember, if it's in your ship cannot crash. Though Satan will tell you your ship will crash, it cannot crash. Let me even give you one man. They say he was backsliding by the name of Jonah. Jonah got discouraged and he said, oh, I want to end everything. She be thinking, lost in Nineveh. I don't want to go. Why? Said, because the people there, they are not of my race. God said, look at you. You are going to go there? And Jonah said, no, I will not go. He take the way to Tarshish. And God was just looking at her. I said, okay, you meet me here. And while he was on that way, trouble setting, Jonah knew that all these things, maybe Namio. But rather than for him to begin to call on God as the other people, brother Jonah was there sleeping. And the people look, everybody is troubled. This man, you don't want to sleep there. And they cast their lot fell on him. He said, you know what thing I go do? Just bind me hand and leg. I'm tired of this life. Brother, are you tired?
come to Jesus. Don't make any delay. That's why you are in church. Sister, come to Jesus. He's the one that has solution to your life. He's the one that has solution to your circumstance. He's the one that has solution to your trouble. Is your trouble your family? Is your trouble with your child? Come to Jesus. Is he your husband? Come to Jesus. But the Bible said, come to him. I think the message that I have. The prophet says, we thank God for the prophet. Talk to him. The Bible said, whatever it is, believe God. He's the one that got solution to all our trouble. That's why we come, Lord. We know that there is nothing to have for you. And Jonah would have thought that this is the end of my life. Where you people just throw me inside the sea. That's all. And God said, Brother Jonah, God just prepared a special fish. As he was entering the water like this, the fish swallowed him. This is the place I have made for you to repent. Come back now, Jonah. Jonah, remember one scripture. Remember, brother, sister, a believer is always a believer. Any place, any time, under any circumstance, though the man in unbelief can draw back, but when he realized that God is putting him back, he might be a transgressor. The way of a transgressor is very hard. Jonah realized he turned front, waist belly. He turned back, waist belly. 3 days, 3 nights, he was repenting. God have mercy upon me. God have mercy upon me. If I can come out of here, I go and preach to that people. Then he remembered the scripture that said, if your people be in trouble, Solomon's prayer, anywhere they call upon you, Lord, when they can turn their head. Jonah, in that is condition. Remember, brother, you have the opportunity, you are in a comfortable place. But I said, I've not seen any man that has the symptom that Jonah has. But still, in his symptom, in his condition, he still cried to God, and God heard him. Then he said, you and I, we are in a fine pew, in a fine church. You can talk to God. God still here. And Jonah called upon God. He asked for mercy. And God gave him mercy. And he went to preach to those people. If God can be gracious to Jonah, then is it you? Don't listen to Satan. Satan will always tell you lie, because he's the father of lies. He doesn't have any truth. Wouldn't you rather believe God, the one that has all truth? May God help us. Why our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed? And you just consider yourself in the light of the word of God that we have had again tonight. And so, God, I believe that there is absolutely nothing too hard for you to do. Even my spiritual condition, I know it is not hard. Maybe you are struggling with your spiritual life. Lord, I know it's nothing too hard for you to do. You can still give me power for service. Power to be able to live a holy life, to be able to pray, to be able to fast, to be able to wait on you. Is it a condition in your home? It is nothing to have for our God to do. Is it health issue? It is nothing to have for God to do. Is it provision? It is nothing to have for God to do. Because he's the one that has told us that we should come and ask. And if we come, we believe he's going to grant us the desires of our hearts. While our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, we request pastor to please pray for us. Aside those at the altar and those that have their hands lifted up, you say, God, just remember me again tonight. I believe you, Lord. Help my unbelief.
Blessed Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto you again tonight for sparing our lives to be in your presence. Thank you for being with us since we left here on Sunday, going out and coming in, daily provisions of our needs, answers to prayers. We are very grateful unto you. Thank you for a portion of your word and has just gone forth. But may you know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of the Lord. We have just heard your word that there is nothing too hard for you to do. Though you can meet every need, you can supply all our needs. All our cares we cast upon you is because you care for us. Physical needs, material, financial, spiritual, you can meet them, Lord. After we have heard your word, your children are right here on the altars of and lifted up their hands unto you. Thou who knoweth all things, thou who before nothing is secret, Lord, may you meet each and every one of us, Lord, at the very point of our needs. In the name of Jesus Christ. Give us faith that we have need of, O God. Faith that does not, Lord, have no defeat. Lord, may you be given to every one of us, Lord. May we receive whatsoever we are desiring from you. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be thy holy name, Lord. Lord, you have taught us whatsoever things we desire. When we ask in prayer, you say we should believe we have received, and then shall we have it. We believe we have received what we come for. We believe we have received what we are asking for. We believe we have received what we are requesting for. So bring it to manifestation, Lord. While we are in expectation for their manifestation, may we never listen, Lord, to the whispering of the enemy. Thank you, Father. Bless your servant, replenish it, Lord, for the service. Lord, we look unto you when it comes to general prayer. It's time all of us to pray has become a saint. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we bring our thanksgiving unto you for the privilege we have this evening, Lord, to approach your throne of mercy. Thank you, O God, for our garden tonight. Thank you for the worship service. Thank you for the preaching of your word and the blessings we receive from the sea. We thank you, Lord, for requests that have been brought unto you both by individuals and, Lord, the general ones we do pray over. Our personal requests we have in our heart that we have committed unto you. Lord, before each of these requests were brought forth, you know them each and everyone, you have answers for them also, Lord, because they are according to your word. We want to thank you for the privilege to pray, and we thank you for the promises you have made concerning the same, that when we ask, we shall receive, when we seek, we shall find, and when we knock, it shall be opened unto us. We are asking for faith to believe that, Lord, your word is here and amen, because you are not a disappointment. Lord, the grace to be able to lay these things at your feet and to be in expectation for their manifestation, give to every one of us, Father. May we not go away back with the burden, O God. May we, O God, believe your word and take you at your word, dear Father. We pray that Jehovah God of heaven, that, Lord, everyone that have committed any request into your hand, in whichever way the enemy might want to try to call, Lord, to bring back unbelief and doubt, Lord, to resurrect those things back as a fresh need, may you push it back, dear Father. The grace to appreciate you and to thank you like Abraham did, give unto every one of us, Father. Thank you, King of Glory, Master Jesus. Every request you have committed to your hand, whether concerning the church, whether concerning families, individuals, the convention, Lord, the sick and the afflicted, the seekers of the Holy Ghost, our people outside the country, Lord, and so many requests. Lord, whatsoever they are just needs, O God, in the life of each and every one of your children. May you attend to everyone, Father. Thank you for granting this petition. Your children that travel, grant them journey mercies. When they return back, bring them back safely. Your servant that went over Catherine, may also bring him back safely. The service side of us, we are trusting you for greater blessings, O Father. Thank you, Lord. Your servant you have used for this service, Lord, virtue, you know that has left him, we pray you replenish him and lift up the horn of his ministry. Blessed be your wonderful name. Your sick children, we just ask that you divinely touch each of them, whether in the hospital or in their homes, may you visit them, dear Father. deliver them from the hands of the tormentor in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your name. Very soon we'll go back to our homes. May you take us home safely. Give us a wonderful night rest, Lord. And be with us the rest of the week, O God. And we'll meet again on Sunday by your grace. May we meet to give glory and honor to you and to receive further blessings. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. The Lord bless you. We have with us Brother Okef Isayo from Ayo Graduate. God bless you. You are welcome. God bless you. Shalom. God bless you. I'm so sorry, Brother Ebenezer, somewhere there. God bless you. Well, on Sunday, you may not bring afternoon food because somebody has offered to give us lunch on Sunday. So we will pray that the Lord blesses us. The convention registration link that was put on the something, everybody is supposed to get registered through that link so that you can have your accommodation allocated to you easily when we get to the camp. It's not going to be very many. The cards will have been printed. So it is after those printed ones are given to those ones. Those that did not register, they will wait and then will now be freshly registered before they can be allocated. So that's why the link has been put there, and they have also said that if you don't know how to do it, then meet the deacon so that they can assist. I know that every family where they have young people, they can do it. One person can do it for the family. It's just within 10 minutes you will have done for about 5 people. It's something of about 2 minutes if the network is okay. The Lord bless you. Pastor Chinedu of Enugu sent greetings when we spoke on phone to everyone. I'm not sure that we know, or most of us don't know, a brother that lost his wife on Monday morning in Port Harcourt. So, but just few of us that know him, the person Brother Chris Oyema. That's where I did my honeymoon when they were still in Warri in 1999. The Monday night, she complained of chest pain, and then towards the breaking of the day, it got worse. She fainted. She was resuscitated, then now taken out of the hospital. By the time they got there, she has passed on. And she's not sick before, according to at least no. She was not on drugs, and that was she hospitalized, not having complaints before. But that's just how it happened that fast. May the Lord prepare all of us for the hungry. That is how fast it can be at any time. Brother, I'm speaking to one minister from Idu-Ekiti this afternoon, in the person of Pastor Ajayi. He was telling me of someone that they are not hearing from the back. The Pastor Ajayi was telling me of a brother also that passed on at Brother Mara also on Sunday. But I guess I don't know the brother. But he just told me his own brother Daniel Onyekwe also. A pastor. So he's been sick for some time. And passed on Sunday. Let's pray for these people for God's comfort. And the Lord will be with them at this time. And our people that are sick, let's pray for quick recovery for each and every one of them. God bless you richly. Shall rise. 206. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Oh,
Hooray!